Milford Money Matters.
Welcome back to Milford Money with Liam from Milford. Back in. Welcome back.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're right. PJ just called you Big Daddy before. Are you okay?
Oh, okay.
Do we need to step in and intervene?
You know, look, I don't work here, so I guess I can't go to your HR department.
Oh, okay. But I was just saying, because he's your dad. It was just in a fight. Like, well, I actually watched Big Daddy with Adam Sandler the other day, so it was fresh in my head.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
Big Daddy.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, on a more serious note, today we want to continue our theme of how to stay calm with all the volatility in the world. And, you know, you see your KiwiSaver balance starting to dip. Obviously, a common reaction is to want to do something straight away, Liam. What are some of the things we should not be doing?
Well, when markets feel unsettled, it is completely understandable to want to take action straight away. One thing that often comes up is switching funds purely because markets are moving around. The first thing I'd say is generally when you're looking at your KiwiSaver balance, you're actually looking at the value from 1 or 2 days ago, because you know we have to wait for the Australian market and the US market and the European market to all close before we can actually value your account. So you're not looking at it in real time. So even if you made a change to something that's happened, it's already happened. Too late. You can't avoid it. Over and above that, focusing too closely on short-term market movements just can add stress rather than reduce it. And it's best just to zoom out. Think about COVID as an example. That was a stressful time for everyone. And the last thing you needed to sort of worry about was what your KiwiSaver was doing over and above everything. What we saw was, markets fell because there was a lot of uncertainty at the time. But they then recovered a couple of months later.
Yeah.
And for someone back then who was worried about retirement in 10, 20, 30 years, COVID was kind of irrelevant
totally.
To their KiwiSaver.
Yeah, because these are long-term plans, right? They're not short-term things that we should be looking at.
They are. For most people, KiwiSaver is a long-term investment. If it's not, you know, if you're close to buying your first home or close to retiring, then that's different, and that's when you definitely want to reach out for advice. But for the majority of us, it is a long-term thing.
Yeah. So what does that mean in real terms then? Like not checking your balance every day? Is that what you're advising?
Yeah, exactly. try not to. Yeah. I mean, I often use the example of your house. If you're a homeowner, the reality is houses are bought and sold every day, so the value of your house probably changes every day as well. But, you can't go to the letterbox and open the letterbox and there's not a valuation there waiting for you and say, oh, your house dropped $5,000 yesterday. It doesn't happen. Yeah. And so your KiwiSaver is kind of the same. It's day-to-day value, month-to-month is irrelevant, really. It's long-term. Think big picture, zoom out.
So instead of focusing on short-term ups and downs, what should KiwiSaver investors be thinking about to stay calm and confident during these periods of uncertainty?
I think, you know, go back to basics and think, why are you actually investing? How long are you investing for? Is the fund you're invested in suitable for your broader situation? The reality is, if you're an investor, you are taking some risk because you are wanting to get a better return than if you had your money in the bank. So this volatility that we're seeing at the moment, we sort of say it's the price of admission. It's just the price of doing business. Mm-hmm. You are going to see some ups and downs. But if you zoom out, if you look at history, markets do go up over time. The worst thing you can do is make a rash decision.
Yeah.
Make a change, sell low and then buy high later when markets have recovered.
Yeah.
Just try and stay the course if you can.
Smart advice.
Nice. We need more of this calm in our life. Just the calm wisdom from Liam. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Big Daddy.
Yeah, Big Daddy, always happy to help.
If you want expert advice, you can head along to milfordasset.com and learn more, or call your local Milford office for a free initial, no obligation chat today. Thank you, Liam.
Take it easy.